Abhishri Sri Krishna Badar, the continued recollection of Krishna, the divine peace of Krishna, Abhishri, not as unforgetfulness. Unforgetfulness of the remembrance of Krishna consciousness, his divine feet. Krishna Krishna Pararavindu Vinati Avadran. It will dissipate, destroy. Abhadra. Abhadra, no bhadra, is desirable. What is not good, the element that is not good in us, nasty, which is nasty, which is impure within us, that will be destroyed by the continuance of Krishna consciousness in any stage, in its lower stage, in slightest negligent connection, even. Can destroy the undesirability of our connection with things of lower nature. Sinati avadran, cha samatanoti. And it will promote mangalam, the goodness within us. Samatanoti. Sattvasya Suddhim. The substantial character of our existence will be improved. Sattvasya Suddhim. Our soul existence. That will be purified. Our standpoint, our understanding, our aspiration, everything will be purified. Paramatma Bhakti, and we shall attain deep devotion, attachment towards the super subjective. Vyananja, and our knowledge, our conception about the same will improve. Vyananja, one word missing, three lettered word. Vyananja, viraga yuktam. And Vaisakha are the two correlated terms. Gyan Vaisakha, Gyananja, Virago Yuktam. One word missing from the mirror. And the knowledge, the conception about that will have in its retinue the proper conception and apathy to this mundane world. Virago, Ananda, Virago Yukta, Avishmati Krishna Pada. So anyhow, we have to maintain our Krishna consciousness. Here the advice is that we try to maintain Krishna consciousness. It is the medicine. And there is no other medicine which can produce Krishna consciousness. Cure our disease and discover Krishna consciousness within us. Krishna consciousness is the cause of Krishna consciousness. And we have to get help from the sadhu who has got Krishna consciousness within them. Just as from one light another candle may be lighted. A candle cannot produce light from within, but it is to be lighted from another candle. Something like that. You have to we have to awaken our buried Krishna consciousness, which is covered by Panyavidas Karma Gyan. That should be awakened with the help of another light. That will come to help the slept Krishna consciousness within us and our consciousness which arises from its sleep as it is. So method is like that. Sadhu Sangha, Krishna Janmamul, Krishna Bhakti Janmamul hai Sadhu Sangha. At the same time, it is told that it is Ahitiki causeless. How to harmonize? Krishna Bhakti, the faith in Krishna, and the devotion towards Krishna, we can get from the sadhu. At the same time, it is told that it is causeless. So, Chakravarti Thakur has Ahituki Apatihata. Sabai Pungsang Paru Dharmo Jatu Bhakti Radukshaji Ahituki Apatihata. It is causeless and it cannot be checked. Ahituki Apatihata. Sabai Pungsang Paru Dharmo Jatu Bhakti Radukshaji Ahituki Apatihata. Yayatma supasidati or santisidati. When it is awakened within our heart, we can feel it, that the heart is getting wonderfully satisfied. The satisfaction is produced in our heart, we can feel it. Ahituki apratihata, no cause and cannot be checked, cannot be any opposition, cannot have any effect there. It is such. Then, bhaktya samjataya bhaktya. Bhakti comes from bhakti. So it is ahituki. The light is there, another candle is lighted from the light coming. So it is Ahituki. In this way we have to trace the original light, that is eternal self-existence. And it is extending itself. So it has no cause, it is causeless. The cause is there eternally, and it is only extending itself. And apadihata, it may be temporarily, it may be opposed or apparently checked, but it nihavikramana srishti prastavayu nivittati, it won't leave you. For the time being, it may be suppressed a little, but it cannot be finished. It is of eternal type. Eternal type. It has got connection with the eternal aspect of the universe. So, apadihata. We have to come near such sort of existence. We have to come in connection with that plane of life, a particular plane, plenary. Existence or acquaintance of nature, it is there. Only we have to connect, have connection with that. Avishyati Krishna Padara Vindayo Kinatta Bhadrani Chatranga Tanoti Sattasya Suddhin Paramatma Bhaktim Jnanam Cha Vijnana Viraga Yuktam. That began. That was missing. Jnanam cha vijnana viraga yuktam. Jnana means direct knowledge of the thing, and the vijnana, that's a systematic knowledge. In Bhagavad Gita also we find, in vijnana. Jnanam teham savijnanam idam bhakkham asishata Jajnatta bhuyo anna gyantabhang avasishyate. Savijjnanam, jnanam, savijjnanam. Jnan means the general knowledge, and the vijjnan means the knowledge of its constituent parts. As a system, systematic knowledge. So jnanam cha vijjnana viraga yuktam. You will attain the knowledge of the Absolute as a system, a part, hierarchy, gradation. And virag means twofold meaning, one negative and another positive. Negative, you will have no attraction for non-God, that is mundane attachment, no attraction for mundane necessity. And the positive, viśiṣṭi rāga, you will have viśiṣṭa, excellent raga anuraga attachment, viśiṣṭa. Which is accepted by calculation and elimination, that sort of raga in a proper place, not in the approximate good, bad, all mixture, not that, but eliminated attraction, adjusted attraction you will have. Virāga yuktam, jnānam ca vijñāna virāga yuktam, the knowledge that is supported by attraction and and also experience of this system, system as much as necessary in any part of it. Discriminative attachment. Attachment for the eye, attachment for the nail. Then it should not be equal. Adjusted attachment in a particular system. More or less. Sometimes it should be, attachment should be well adjusted. However, how much is necessary, attention is necessary according to that. The head is the more important and the leg is little less. In this way, proper adjusted attachment for the systematic whole you will acquire gradually. First hazy, the mass of attraction, and then the attraction will be systematized as much as will come in connection with the other side, the object of your attachment, in a systematic way you will be able to realize. Hare Krishna Gaudhari Abhishnati Krishna Padara Vindayo Khinoti Abhadrani Cha Sang Tanoti. In general way, the good advancement. Sattasya Suddhin. Your understanding in its progress will eliminate undesirable portion from it. Your conception will be more clear and clear. More and more clear. So, undesirable things from your conception will gradually vanish. And it will lead to the perfect conception, sattasya shuddhi. In the beginning, the sattva, what you come to understand approximately to be eternal Satchidananda. But there will be gradual development of your understanding more clear and more pure. First, a mass of light, then a figure, then the potency, then the lila with the potency. In this way, your approach will be closer and closer, and many things, close and minute things, will come to your view. The minute part also, detailed things, the full chitvilas will be gradually very close to you, or you will be led closer to the specified, differentiated view of the plane, higher and higher in this way. Development, progressing life in bhakti, in devotion. Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Any question?
So when it says, Bahunam Jamanamam Te Gyanavamam Prapadyante Vasudeva Savam Iti.
Bahudati Vasudeva Savam. From Brahma conception, the different installment. First, all consciousness. Then, this consciousness is of individual character. Individuality is added to consciousness. No consciousness can exist without individual, without personality. The consciousness is personal. The next step will come. The consciousness is personal. Personality and the consciousness, that is, they cannot be separated one from the another. What is differentiated from personality, that is only a halo of the personality, something like that. That is Brahma. There also minutest personality, combination, okkharam. Okkharad, avitot. Kharadutito, okkharadavitot. Kharo means perishable, changing, or unchangeable, eternal. Substance of two kinds, changing or unchanging. Khara sarvani bhutani, whatever we see in the changing aspect of the world, that is called khara. And the okshara, unchangeable. I am transcending, I exist transcending both of these two substances, kara ukkara. I am Purushottama. So my name is Purushottama. Purushottama means Vasudeva. Vasudeva. Bahunam yamanamante. When the Gani, the impersonal school, they come to understand the that the prime cause of consciousness of their quest is personal one. Then they come to conceive Vasudeva. But such jnanis are very rarely to be found. Mostly, Ganis cannot cross this line. They are lost there. And vimuktamānino tajyastha bhāvāt avishuddha buddhaya arujhya kisrino param padam tatapratam tadhu anādita dushvantamangaya. Generally, the general fate of the Ganis to climb after the highest position with great effort, and then when they cannot catch that consciousness means person, I cannot cross that, they have to revert back, come back, fall back. And those that can cross, yes, the consciousness means person, the big personality, I am small. So bhakti begins there. The relation of subordination of the lower to the higher, that comes to be affected. And sa mahatma sudurlabha. And such a person amongst the jnani is very rarely to be found who can take the positive connection of the higher aspect of life. And mostly they come back. They have to come back from that, after much penances, they climb up to that high mark, and because they not accommodate, that the higher entity must be dealt with devotion. So they have to come back. And those that Vasudeva Sattva is Vasudeva, is personal, Purushottama, but they can cross the line and they enter Vaikuntha. And there we are told gradually, as their vision grows more and more, they can find potency on the side of the personal God. Then becomes the devotee of Lakshmi Narayana. Lakshmi Narayana, and then just completing Vaikuntha Seva. But there is all reverence. There are Shastri rules, and there are examples of the higher realized souls to guide them. And they do not find the whole of their innate nature having full engagement, some sort of thirst, have no corresponding relation to satisfy its inner tendency. And when they feel some urge from within, they have to search after other rasa. A purer friendship, friendly service, than the filial service, and the madhura rasa service, service of a sweetheart, consorthood. Urges him to go up or go deeper, and gradually coming in contact with such agents, gradually they find their own heart blossoming, and the blossoming to its fullest extent takes him gradually towards Goloka Vrindavan. He can see that what was Brahma, then Paramatma or Vasudeva, then Lakshmi Narayan, that has gradually coming to him as Krishna consciousness, not Narayana consciousness. Superseding Narayana consciousness, he comes in contact with Krishna consciousness of the reality. The reality. He finds himself awakened in a plane where he sees the all-connecting, all-harmonizing principle. He is no longer Narayana, but he is Krishna. As Krishna, fully awakened, his heart also fully awakened, and at the same time he says that the environment, the object of his search is also fully equipped, full-fledged theism, the theistic conviction receives its satisfaction in the fullest way. Just as with the opening of the eye we can see the world, and according to the degree of our sight, we come to the subtlest thing of the environment. So also, by our inner awakenment of the fullest type, we come to a particular world, environment, and that is Vrindavan, Goloka. Vrindavan, the land of love, spontaneous labor, movement is spontaneous, and all around we find only friendly, lean, friendly, and very intimacy. And no quench for higher, but with a quench, eternal quench of coming in closer relation with them. Closer. closer connection with them. No possibility of any higher change of environment, but that is almost final. And now, all the remaining things, how to come in from closer to more close connection with the environment. And that becomes the initiative of our movement there. More and more intimate connection with the environment. Environment is eternal, but the intimacy, there is the competition, the movement and the guidance is there. That is what may be thought as Nityalila. Nityalila. Lila means movement, some sort of necessity, repetition, but ever new, only question of time. Every day when I am hungry in the morning, it is tasteful, food is tasteful to me, not always. So, by the movement of the time, it is like that. Everything is palatable, not stale. It is managed by Yoga Maya in such a way. And these are his eternal. Fullest satisfaction of all the inner parts of our system, the wholesale satisfaction of every atom of our constituent part of our physical body. In this way things go. Pratyanga labhikale pratyangamo. Every limb, every part of my limb cries for the corresponding part of the limb of the other side. The sambandha, it may come to such a stage that every atom constituting my body, my spiritual body, mind, whatever it may be, will aspire after the union of the every corresponding part of the environment. And this way, in such friendly way, so many are moving there, and it is adjusted by Yoga Maya. Yoga Maya. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Pratyanga labhikale pratyangamo. The highest conception. Every atom in my existence is in loving aspiration with the environment, and that is Krishna. Krishna consciousness has circulated me. Has circulated means from all sides it has embraced me. I am lost in the thought of Krishna consciousness, which is detailed, elaborate acquaintance. I am merged in the deepermost part of Krishna consciousness, where I shall feel that the Krishna has captured every atom of my existence. Every atom is feeling as if separate pleasure, right? By his embracing. By his embracing, and that also, and that is possible in only concerthood of relationship, that every atom has been embraced, captured, coming to in most intimate connection. Adiras or Mukharas. The name of Madhuraras is Adiras. That is the most original, that is the source of all other rasas. All other rasa is dependent on it. Adiras. And the Mukharas, all rasa is represented there. All other rasa. Sum total of all rasa. Of course, with the gist of them. We are told like that, and Mahaprabhu came with this. Honored Peter Jorin Kirat. But it is considered never any distribution, possible distribution of it was previously. Before Mahaprabhu. In Jaiva Dharma we find one Vaishnava is asking his Gurudev that devotion that is eternal, but why do you say that it came from Mahaprabhu? Then there is his guru, that Paramahamsa Babaji, his guru, is saying, I visited Vrindavan and asked the eternal servitor of Sri Chaitanya Dev, Sanatana Goswami, Honored Peter Charin Chirat, what is the meaning underlined? What is never been dealt with before. Then he told, bhakti is eternal, generally. In Narada Sutra, Sandilya Sutra, all these things. But the type of devotion, what Mahaprabhu, what we meet after the advent of Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Dev, that was not previously any time open to the ordinary person. So it is called Honored Peter Jorin. And what is that? And this is that. This complete surrender to Krishna in concert with the relation where every atom of the jiva soul get welcome and embrace by the corresponding atom of Krishna consciousness, Madhura. That was not open to the public before. This is my finding or my faith. You may accept or may not accept. Sanatana Goswami told this to the Vaishnava Acharya. This is my private conception. You may take it or may not. Sanatana Goswami told. Devotion in general, there is beginning. Prayana munayo rajan nivritta vidhi sedatha nadganyasta ramantesma gunanu bhajani.
Kathani
hari. Atma ramascha munayo nirkantayo purukrame Udbhanta hai toking bhaktin ittham bhuto guno hari. Begins from here. Ori nishthito vinar gunne uttama shloka nidaya gahito cheta rajarsi akhanam yavahito. The beginning of bhakti, the shanta rasa, chatusam yashyarvindanayanasya padarvindam kinyalka mistra tulasi makaranda vayu antargata sarivarina chakarati sam sankhuha mukhara yusam vichitra tanno. The primary admission into devotional school above Gyan Vairagya, Shanta Rasa. Notatame priyatamo natmajo nirna sankara. Nacha sankarsana nasri naivatma tu yatavavam. Step by step, the development of the devotional school has been proved here. So gradation is there. Bahunam janmanamanti gyanavan man prabuddhati vasudeva sarvam samahatma sudurabha. The beginning of devotional life. And then there is step by step going up in Ramananda Rai. Varnasrama charuvata purushena parappumam vishnuraradhati pantha nannattattu sukarunam. The beginning. Yat karushi yadasnasi yat juhusi yadasi yat yat tavasasi konteya tat kurusha madhatpanam. Second step. Third. Brahma bhuta prasannatma no shuchiti no kangshati samasat vish bhuti shu madhubhakti dhavati para. Na third hoja sadbhadhatman parittajya Madhmekam saranam vaja hangtang sarvapapi bhu moksha ishami nasika aggari bhagunam dosam mayadishtan apishakam dharman samtajyaja sarvam sumangvaji sat sattam. Then fourth brahma bhuta prasannatma no shuchiti nukangshati samasat vish bhuti sumad bhakti lavati. Then all deho bhajya, the fourth step eho bhajya. Then gyane prayasam udapasya namanta eva jivanti sanmukharitang bhavadiya vartang sthane sthitasrajigatang tanuvang manohi ji prayasu jita jita pasita istilokkam. That is the script. Ya hai age kahuvar. Then ki dasan tasya tirtha padat kimba dasanam avasishyati. Sixth. Then the Sakkarasa, Sakkarasa. Then Vatsadra Rasa, Eva Ehu Tam. Then Madhura Rasa. In this way it is going up. Systematically we have to understand and digest what is bhakti. In the beginning we must have a broad conception of the positive world, the world of dedication. The world of exploitation we are living in at present, just the opposite life is possible, similar. A systematic and progressive life of dedication and the renunciation that is in the middle. We must have tredha nidadhi patam. Three chests of the Lord. Exploitation, renunciation, and dedication. The basic faith we must have.